Sectarian tensions in Lebanon have risen after clashes in the northern city of Tripoli between Sunni Lebanese who support the Syrian rebels and Alawite Lebanese who support the Syrian government. In Beirut, two rockets hit a largely Shiite suburb Sunday, a day after Hezbollah's leader vowed to prevent the fall of the Syrian government and to send tens of thousands of fighters to Syria if necessary. Lebanon, recalling its own civil war, has managed to maintain basic calm and stability, though this might be changing, says Paul Salem of the Carnegie Middle East Center.
The tensions in Syria are beginning to introduce increasing pressures on Lebanon, and we might be entering a more difficult period.
Hezbollah forces are now fighting alongside Syrian government troops in a major offensive against rebels in Qusayr, which lies along the highway linking Damascus to the Mediterranean. Beirut-based political analyst Kamel Wazni says Hezbollah's future is closely tied to the Syrian government's.
I think Hezbollah is they feel that Syria is a strategic ally, and the regime of Bashar al-Assad is strategic. Coexistence. And any collapse for that regime, that means it's a weakness for the resistance and for Hezbollah.
On the rebel side, the Syrian conflict is drawing in Sunni fighters from Lebanon and around the region. Rising foreign arms shipments to both sides are raising fears of a wider conflict. Increasingly lethal arms, such as Scud missiles and deadly chemicals, are reportedly being used. Wazni says negotiations leading to a political solution eventually will be necessary to stop the fighting, though he does not believe this will occur soon.
But the healing is going to be a very long process and probably will never happen. Syria is going to be a very divided country. The level of death and destruction and the level of hatred, it's going to be a very long time before it heals itself.
Paul Salem says Syria could end up divided along sectarian and communal lines like Lebanon and Iraq.
Of course, there's tensions, there's conflict, but both Lebanon and Iraq have had their own, have had these same conflicts and tensions, and they found, at least in the Lebanese case so far, a kind of way to handle it.
Nevertheless, he says a prolonged conflict will widen sectarian divides across the region and could spark unexpected, deadlier consequences. Scott Bobb, VOA News, Beirut.
Thank you.